Good morning. Turn with me to the book of Acts. We're going to read from chapter 9. And this is after, just to give you a little context, Saul, Apostle Paul, as he gets converted. And we're going to read a little bit about a man who helps bring him into the fellowship, essentially, you know, kind of connects him to the family, community of God. And so let's read from chapter 9, verse 19 to 31. Acts chapter 9, verse 19 to 31. If you don't have a Bible, you should have just grabbed one on the way in. Now for several days he was with the disciples who were at Damascus. And immediately he began to proclaim Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all those hearing him continued to be amazed and were saying, "Is this not he who in Jerusalem destroyed those who called on this name and who had come here for the purpose of bringing them bound before the chief priests?" But Saul kept increasing in strength and confounding the Jews who lived at Damascus by proving that this Jesus is the Christ. And when many days had elapsed, the Jews plotted together to do away with him. But their plot became known to Saul, and they were also watching the gates day and night so that they might put him to death. But his disciples took him by night and let him down through an opening in the wall, lowering him in a large basket. And when he had come to Jerusalem, he was trying to associate with the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took hold of him and brought him to the apostles and described to them how he had seen the Lord on the road and that he had talked to him, and how at Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. And he was with them moving about freely in Jerusalem, speaking out boldly in the name of the Lord. And he was talking and arguing with the Hellenistic Jews, but they were attempting to put him to death. But when the brethren learned of it, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him away to Tarsus. So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up, and going in the fear of the Lord, and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, it continued to increase. Amen. I was driving down, from our new home that we moved in a couple weeks ago. Previously, we'd lived in Kowloon, near the Kowloon Station, and we moved to we were from Elements, we moved to Mid-Levels. And so I have the privilege of driving down to church for EMP. Oh, I get 10 more minutes of extra sleep. Feels like an hour. So I'm driving down, and I'm driving down Aberdeen Street, which kind of cuts through Kane, Robinson, Hollywood, all the way down to Queens, and I can come through church. And I slowly kind of see the city unthawing. You know, people are kind of waking up, people taking their dogs out, you know, after a long evening. And I was just thinking, you know, in a city such as this, you know, where there's so much diversity, so much difference, where, you know, some people who can afford to really seek out, you know, to be exclusive, you know, whether it's a high rise, whether it's an exclusive community or a club. You know, waking up this morning, I realized, man, we have so much more in common with the people that we share this city with than we think. From the water we drink, right? You know, some of us may be able to drink, you know, Evian or you know, there's so many water bottle companies that I never even knew existed until I came to Hong Kong. But none of us, I assure you, have the ability to, you know, bathe in Evian every day. We still take the shower using the same water that this city provides. And I was thinking about, well, what makes Solomon's Porch? You know, why is it that I'm here? Why is it that you're here? Why is it that you've come, and what paths and what journeys? And I kind of broke it down, and, you know, part of the reason, you know, if you kind of take a bigger picture and kind of bring it down, you know, well, one, obviously, is we share this planet, right? You know, we'd rather fellowship, communicate with one another than with, you know, animals or whatnot. One, we're human, so that kind of draws us together as a community, obviously. You know, same proximity. You know, some of the things that may draw us together, for more or less, you know, we speak the same language, right? I think that's a huge factor. For more or less, you know, we share in similar foods, whether it's Korean, whether you love Mexican like me. You know, some of the things, you know, kind of draw us together. Ultimately, Right? Ultimately, why are we here in this building, in this church? It's because we're broken people. We're sinners. We have a gap, a void. And so we're drawn together for our need and desire to be redeemed, and Christ has saved us. I was watching the Super Bowl yesterday, and I had been planning probably about a month in advance, and I had kind of invited people weeks in advance. You know, do you want to get together? And so we got about 10 people from our church, and we got to a Pacific Place in Dan Ryan's, you know, watching this game. And man, it was a lot of fun. You know, I had my friends next to me, and we were in a crowd, you know, even with a group of community of people that I didn't even know. But, you know, as the plays are unfolding and as touchdowns and as defenses are pushing, and here we are, you know, I'm like jeering and I'm yelling and I'm screaming. I was, yeah, you know, score, right? And then at some point after halftime, I had to go because we had some movers bringing in some furniture, which I don't know how the timing of that just happened to be what I had planned for 3 weeks. And so I came here to let them in. And I got a free plan on my phone where I can watch Now Sports TV on it. And so I was still watching it, and it's the same plays. It was the same game, but it wasn't as fun. I mean, I could have just read a book or something. I still was, you know, into it, but there was such a difference as to when I was with a community and when I was with my brothers, you know, kind of, you know, together sharing this moment, as opposed to when I was individually watching it on my own. And this past weekend, we had some ministry time. And without going into too much detail, a brother had come in, you know, very broken, having gone through a lot of difficulty in his life. And at the end of this ministry session, you know, we get a chance to bless him. And I wanted to say something, and Pastor Sam said the exact same thing. And he said, I really bless you with fellowship. And I was thinking the same thing. Man, I just want to bless you, you know, with some really good brothers in Christ. People that can really come alongside you, encourage you, strengthen you. And this is, you know, Apostle Paul written so many books of the New Testament. You know, I was looking at Barnabas in a program, computer program, and, you know, his name doesn't come out anywhere else in the Scriptures other than in the book of Acts. And the point I want to make this morning is, you know, it took one link, right? It took one person to kind of take that step of faith, kind of make that effort to, you know, befriend or to introduce. And look at what God does with that bridge. And my charge and my challenge for us this morning, you know, is that each of us, you know, has an opportunity to bring someone into our fellowship, to bring someone into the greater body of Christ, to bring someone into a relationship. And I think sometimes we make it such a big deal, or sometimes like, you know, oh, well, how am I going to introduce this person into our community or into our family? And it's not a big deal. You know, bringing them to an event, introducing them to a couple people, and then watch what the community of God does. Right, you know, I can name a handful of people, and I don't know what it is about SP, but in some ways we're very good at getting people, you know, into the community, and that sometimes I know there are people that feel very distant or feel like they just can't connect, and for whatever reasons, and I have no doubt that the enemy has its hand and its play in it in terms of the types of walls and whatnot that go up. But to think that we have that opportunity to be that bridge, to be that gap, and to bring in a person into this community, you know, that can play a role, that can play a part in ministry that we can't foresee in advance. And so I think it's exciting. Turn to Luke 24. You know, we've read this passage. Pastor Sam has spoken on it a lot of times, but I just want to make one point, just one word. And you know, my point basically is, In a lot of ways, we can experience God more together than we can individually, right? I mean, there are certain things you experience on God, you know, in your prayer closet or whatnot. But in a lot of ways, there are some things that we can only experience or greater experience God in community than we can individually. And just this verse here, 24, verse 32, you know, they're going on the road to, what is it, Emmaus, and basically this passage, you know, the burning hearts. And the point I want to make is, you know, they were asking each other as Jesus had revealed, or after Jesus had revealed himself, and as they were looking back when they were on the road, you know, were not our hearts burning within us, right? Were not our hearts together in community, you know, one-on-one, not necessarily, but the two people coming together, experiencing God. And there's so much more to experience in God when we come together as a community, when we're worshiping. I mean, worship is sweet when you sing on your own, no doubt, intimate. But man, it's something glorious when we're coming here and everyone's mind and heart is set on one God, one focus, and we're worshiping here. And that's the community that we want to bring people into. Amen? So let's bow our heads this morning. You know, just kind of meditate on this. You know, in a place, in a society where people are trying to make distance, right? Well, I have access to this facility or these groups of people, you know, where people are, you know, hiring drivers and you know, distancing themselves from as many people as they can, you know, different types of restaurants, different types of food. You know, the church does not operate like that. And we are an open community. And yet our humanity, sometimes it penetrates in the church. Right? We have our comfort zones. We have the people we want to associate with. But man, there should be no barriers in the faith community of God. And so that's really my prayer this morning. You know, one, how can we contribute to breaking down barriers and walls within our own community? And two, you know, how can God use you? You know, some of us might think we're shy, or some of us might think we're not as social, or you know, we're not a social butterfly or whatnot. But man, there is someone that we can really bless and encourage. You know, someone maybe who's been here 3, 4, 5 months and really hasn't plugged in. You know, think about it. You being in a position, you already being accepted in so many or whatnot ways, You have a type of authority, a type of privilege, a type of right to bring someone along that passage. And man, and to have that person share in community and in experience. Now, I really believe it when I say that, you know, individually, sure, you can encounter God in a lot of ways. But man, some of the sweetest things when God's community come together, and you experience, you know, the life and the fellowship. I mean, one of the reasons why I got into ministry, honestly speaking, you know, I never wanted to be a pastor. I did want to go to seminary. But I got to a point where, God, I love you, and I worship you, and these songs are great, and, you know, I can watch tables behind the scenes or whatnot. But at some point, it wasn't enough. Like, God, how can I love you more? You know, Jesus, how can I literally serve you? And that's when I had a breakthrough, and it changed my life. Is, man, I can serve the Lord by serving my church. I can literally minister and bless the Lord by blessing the person sitting on my left that I don't even know. And that was the sort of breakthrough and transformation that kind of brought me into, man, this is why I love the church. So let's just make that our prayer this morning, our first prayer point. And then after we pray, we'll have a song of worship. But, you know, how can we break down barriers? You know, are we a barrier? Have we set up barriers? Are we encouraging barriers? You know, how can we break these things down? And two, how can we be a passageway for others? You know, for someone specific that God may be, you know, kind of printing on your heart right now. Let's just pray for that right now as a church.
our second prayer topic. Let's pray for our house churches as we begin to meet tonight, Tuesday, and going into the week. Let's just cover each house church, each of our leaders. Pray that just refreshing, beautiful fellowship and the dwelling of God in each meeting as we come together. So just cover each of our house churches, house church leaders, and just really pray that this fellowship would really grow and encourage and challenge, and that we would be able to bring new people in, you know, people who are going to impact this church, people who are going to impact this community. Okay, let's pray and cover. Lastly, let's pray for our building fund as our steering committee continues to serve faithfully, as we walk faithfully in prayer as a church, that we just join in with them, and you know, really in one heart that we would receive from the Lord. You know, He has a specific location, time, and place. So let's just pray covering over our church move and all that implies, and just greater access and greater impact and. You know, more people are going to flood into this community, and more people, you know, who are broken are going to be saved. So let's just pray for our building search. Jesus will lead us in a song, and then I'll close this. Thank you. Lord, we just thank you, God, this morning. And Lord, how majestic you are. God, how worthy of our praises. And God, the best thing, Lord, the best thing about you is that you came from heaven on high and you came down to this earth, Lord, and you let dirt and mud touch your feet. You sat in a boat, sticky fish, whatnot. Lord, you rub shoulders with poor people, with sick people. And Lord, you ultimately became the bridge. God, you filled the gap so that in some ways, you know, not us getting to heaven, but heaven coming to us. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we just pray that word, that charge would go out with us today. God, that we're not here to, separate or divide or to become more exclusive in some ways. But God, in fact, Lord, we want to reach out to the people that are just an arm's distance from us. God, even within this church, God, and those who are on the out, Lord, who you're just waiting to break in into faith and into a faith community. So, Father, I just bless each one of us, Lord, as we go out. God, let us walk in the light of the Lord, in the love of the Lord. God, let us be mediators. God, let us be bridges. And we just bless your name, Father God. I thank you, Lord, so much. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Have a wonderful morning praying.